Everybody, and welcome to another deep dive. Today, we're going to be tackling the often overlooked but absolutely essential topic of self-care for caregivers.
Self-care. Yeah, it's something we all know we should be doing, but for those in the thick of caregiving, it can often feel like
a luxury, like something you just can't afford the time for.
Exactly. And we've got a whole stack of guides and resources here that we're going to dive into to try to figure out
how to make self-care more manageable. More realistic for caregivers.
And the interesting thing is a lot of these resources actually emphasize that self-care isn't just about
pampering yourself. Like, right. It's not just about bubble baths and face masks.
Right. It's really about recognizing that taking care of yourself is essential for you to be able to
take care of others effectively.
Exactly. They really drive home the point that neglecting your own well-being can actually hinder your ability to
provide the best possible care to the person you're looking after.
And I think that's something a lot of caregivers struggle with, that feeling of guilt.
Like, if you take time for yourself, you're somehow being selfish.
Exactly. And that's why I think it's so important to reframe self-care as an act of
service.
Yeah. Like, it's an investment in your ability to show up fully for the person you're caring for.
Okay. So let's dig into some of the specific self-care tips that these resources offer. Mm. One thing that comes up again and again is the importance of
basics, like taking care of your physical health.
Right. Things like getting enough sleep, eating nutritious food, and incorporating some kind of movement into your day.
It sounds so simple, but when you're in the midst of caregiving, those basic needs are often the first to
go out the window.
Exactly. You're so focused on the needs of the person you're caring for that you forget to
take care of yourself.
And then you end up feeling
exhausted, resentful.
Yeah, all of those things.
Yeah.
And that's when you're more likely to
make mistakes, get sick.
Exactly. So taking care of those basic needs is really the foundation of self-care for caregivers.
And I think it's important to acknowledge that even those basic things can feel really challenging when you're a caregiver.
Absolutely. It's not always as simple as just saying, okay, I'm going to get 8 hours of sleep tonight.
Especially if you're dealing with a loved one who has
medical needs that require you to be up at night or anxiety that keeps them awake.
And that's where I think some of the more specific tips in these resources come in handy.
Like what kind of tips?
Well, for sleep, they talk about creating a calming bedtime routine.
Dimming the lights, avoiding screens.
Maybe having a cup of herbal tea.
Things that signal to your body that it's time to
lying down.
Exactly. And if insomnia is a persistent issue, they even suggest exploring relaxation techniques like
guided imagery.
Yeah, or progressive muscle relaxation, or even consulting with a doctor about potential sleep aids.
It's about finding what works for you and making sleep a priority.
And I think the same goes for nutrition.
It's so easy to reach for those quick and easy processed foods when you're
rest and short on time.
But those foods often leave you feeling sluggish and even more drained.
So these resources encourage caregivers to focus on whole foods like
fruits, vegetables, lean proteins.
Things that give your body the nutrients it needs to function at its best.
They also suggest planning ahead, prepping meals in advance, or even just having
healthy snacks on hand.
So you're not tempted to reach for the junk food when you're feeling
angry.
Exactly. Uh-huh. It's about being prepared and setting yourself up for success.
And I love that they also talk about the importance of
mindful eating.
Yes. Taking the time to savor each bite. Paying attention to the flavors and textures of your food.
Instead of just shoveling it in.
Yeah. It's like turning an everyday activity into a mini mindfulness practice.
Exactly. And speaking of mindfulness, these resources also highlight its importance for
managing stress. Staying grounded.
Absolutely. Caregiving can be so emotionally demanding. And mindfulness can be a powerful tool for
creating a sense of calm
amidst the chaos.
Yeah.
And they offer some really practical suggestions for incorporating mindfulness into your day.
Like what kind of suggestions?
Well, things like focusing on your breath for a few minutes.
Noticing the sensations of your body. Paying attention to the sights and sounds around you.
And what I really love is the idea of turning everyday activities into mindfulness practices.
Like how?
Well, instead of just rushing through the dishes, you could really pay attention to
the feel of the warm water.
Yeah, the scent of the soap, the sound of the plates clinking.
It's about finding those little moments of presence throughout your day.
Those mini escapes from the mental chatter and the to-do lists.
And it doesn't have to take a lot of time. Even just a few minutes of focused attention can make a difference.
Absolutely.
Mm.
Okay, so we've talked about physical self-care. What about the psychological side of things?
That's a great point. Because it's so easy to lose yourself in the role of caregiver and forget about the things that
bring you joy.
Exactly. The things that make you feel
heart-gay.
Yeah. like a whole person. So these resources really emphasize the importance of engaging your mind, stimulating your creativity, and finding activities that bring you a sense of
fulfillment.
Exactly. Things like reading, learning a new skill, taking up a hobby, or even just spending time in nature.
It's about nourishing your mind and giving yourself permission to
do things that you enjoy,
even if it's just for a few minutes each day.
Exactly. And I think it's so important for caregivers to remember that taking time for themselves is not
so selfish.
It's actually essential for their
well-being.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And for them to be able to show up fully for the person they're caring for.
Okay, so we've covered physical and psychological self-care. What about
emotional side of things?
Yeah, because caregiving can be such an emotionally demanding role.
Oh, absolutely. And that's where learning to set boundaries becomes so crucial.
Oh, yeah. That's a tough one for a lot of caregivers.
It really is.
Yeah.
Because you want to do everything for everyone. But the reality is you
can't.
You can't.
Yeah.
And these resources really emphasize the importance of learning to say no.
And prioritizing your own needs.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's not selfish. It's about protecting your own emotional well-being.
So you can continue to show up for others in a
sustainable way.
And these resources also talk about the importance of
processing your emotions, allowing yourself to feel what's coming up.
Whether it's through journaling, talking to a therapist, or simply
acknowledging those feelings.
Exactly. It's about creating space for those emotions and recognizing that it's okay to not be okay all the time.
And I think it's important to reiterate the importance of seeking support when you need it.
Absolutely. Caregivers often feel isolated and alone, but there are so many resources available.
Support groups, online communities, therapists.
People who understand what you're going through and can offer
encouragement. A listening ear.
Practical advice.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's about building that village, that community of support.
So you don't have to go through this alone.
Okay. So we've talked about physical, psychological, and emotional self-care. Is there anything else these resources highlight as being important for caregivers?
You know, what's interesting is they dedicate a whole section to social self-care.
Social self-care. What do they mean by that?
It's about recognizing that even when you're feeling overwhelmed and exhausted,
making time for connections that bring you joy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's about nurturing your relationships and engaging in activities that bring you a sense of
belonging.
Connection.
Yeah, because it's so easy to isolate yourself when you're in the thick of caregiving.
It's like you get so focused on the needs of the person you're caring for that you forget to
nurture your own relationships.
And these resources remind us that those connections are so vital for
our well-being.
They suggest things like reaching out to friends and family, joining a support group, or even just connecting with
online communities
where you can share experiences and find a sense of camaraderie with others who understand what you're going through.
It's about reminding yourself that you're not alone in this journey.
Okay, so we've covered physical, psychological, emotional, and social self-care.
Yeah.
What about the
spiritual side of things?
That's a great question, because a lot of these resources actually do touch on the importance of spiritual well-being.
Even if they don't explicitly use that term?
Exactly. They talk about things like spending time in nature, engaging in creative pursuits,
practicing gratitude, connecting with something bigger than yourself,
which can all be seen as ways of nourishing your
for sure.
And finding a sense of
meaning and purpose.
And what I love is that they acknowledge that spiritual self-care doesn't have to be tied to any particular
religion or belief system.
It's about finding what resonates with you and makes you feel
connected.
Yeah.
And they suggest a variety of activities that can foster spiritual well-being, like meditation, journaling, attending religious services,
spending time in nature,
or even just taking a few moments each day to reflect on what you're grateful for.
It's about exploring different practices and finding what
nourishes your soul.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here, but I want to dig a little deeper into one particular aspect of self-care that these resources emphasize.
And what's that?
Emotional resilience.
Oh, that's such a crucial quality for caregivers.
Absolutely. So what exactly is emotional resilience and how can caregivers cultivate it?
Well, one resource defines emotional resilience as the ability to cope with stress in a healthy way, bounce back from adversity, and adapt to change.
It's about having the mental and emotional strength to
navigate the ups and downs
without becoming overwhelmed or defeated.
Exactly. And these resources offer some really insightful tips for building emotional resilience.
Like what kind of tips?
Well, one strategy they highlight is the importance of focusing on what you can control.
Because when you're in the midst of a challenging situation, it's easy to feel
helpless,
like everything is spiraling out of control.
But these resources encourage caregivers to shift their focus to identify those areas where they do have
agency,
where they can make choices and take action.
It's about empowering yourself, recognizing that even in the midst of chaos, there are things you can influence.
Right. And they also highlight the importance of having a positive outlook.
Focusing on solutions rather than
dwelling on the problems.
This isn't about denying the difficulties or pretending everything is okay, though.
Yeah, right. It's about choosing to approach challenges with a hopeful and constructive mindset.
It's about looking for the silver lining, seeking out opportunities for growth and learning, even in the midst of adversity.
Exactly. And they also emphasize the importance of
self-care,
which we've been talking about all along.
Yeah.
Taking care of your physical and emotional well-being strengthens your ability with stress and adversity.
And another key component of emotional resilience is having a strong
support system,
which we talked about earlier. Mm. Those supportive relationships can really make a difference in your ability to
bounce back
from challenges.
And these resources also talk about the importance of finding meaning and purpose even in the midst of
difficult times.
It's about connecting with something bigger than yourself.
Whether it's a spiritual practice, a creative pursuit, or a commitment to a cause you believe in.
That sense of purpose can provide a powerful anchor.
A source of strength and motivation when you're feeling overwhelmed.
Now, I want to touch on one more aspect of emotional resilience that these guides discuss. And it's the idea of reframing challenges as opportunities for
growth.
Exactly. It's about shifting your perspective, seeing difficulties not as setbacks, but as stepping stones on your journey.
I love that. It's about recognizing that even the toughest experiences can
teach us valuable lessons,
strengthen our resilience,
and shape us into the people we're meant to be.
So I know we've covered a lot of ground here, and it might feel a bit overwhelming.
It is a lot to take in.
So I want to pause for a moment and ask you, what's resonating with you the most? What are some self-care strategies you're eager to try?
Ooh, that's a good question. I'm really drawn to that idea of reframing challenges as opportunities for growth.
Me too. And I'm also really intrigued by all the different ways they suggest incorporating mindfulness into daily life.
Yeah, those little moments of presence can make such a difference.
Okay, well, we're going to delve deeper into some of these specific self-care strategies and explore how caregivers can actually integrate them into their busy lives.
So stay tuned. We'll be right back.